Marathon running. If it was easy, everybody would do it. I do question my sanity with 9 weeks to go until the London Marathon, just what I've kind of taken on board again. I did my first marathon back in 2003 when I was just approaching 30. That seems like such a long time ago. A friend bet me that I wouldn't do the London Marathon and also bet that I wouldn't do it dressed as Wonder Woman. And never wanted to turn down a bet. I was like, yes, I will. And I did, and I went on to do my first marathon in, I think it was 4 hours 15. I separated from my husband a week before, which is probably not the best pre-marathon prep, but, you know, that's just life and you just have to kind of take it on board. Since then, I did various half marathons and 10Ks and things. And then in 2013, when I was approaching 40, decided that I really wanted to do the marathon again. And obviously Wonder Woman came out again. And my training was going really well until 6 weeks before I tore my medial ligament, which is obviously not the best prep again for the marathon. But luckily, with the help from Graham from the Body Rehab, he mended me. And with my positive mental attitude, I ran. Not my most comfortable of runs because everything just hurt. And I was in such a mess. But I did it and completed it in just over 5 hours, which, you know, people afterwards said, gosh, that's a good time, you know, regardless of whether you've got an injury or not. Then last year decided that I was going to do the Braithwaite Marathon, which again nearly broke me. Getting heat stroke because it was so incredibly hot was really, really tough going. And in the back of my mind, I just really wanted to do London again and just to go and just to enjoy it and, you know, just to really, you know, give it my best shot. So I didn't get in through the main ballot, and Braithwaite Marathon, who tweet me, said, "Well, why don't you come and run for us?" Now it's fantastic raising money for charities, but it does give you an added pressure when you're trying to run and train and, you know, cope with all the sort of all that brings up, as well as trying to raise money. So after careful consideration, I thought, nope, I'm going to do it. The commitment was to raise £1,500, which I'm about a third of the way there. And I just thought, no, I'm gonna do it and, you know, enjoy it. So the long road to marathon training started. And it takes up a lot of time, and it's only when at this stage, kind of, you know, sort of 6-7 weeks into my training schedule that, you know, the longer runs are coming, and, you know, you've got to sort of allow yourself 2-2.5 hours at the weekend just to kind of go out and run, plus, you know, use your cooling down time and everything else afterwards and stretching and, you know, trying to stay injury free as well, which is, you know, it is a commitment. And I'm really sort of pleased with how my running's coming along. I've sort of joined a running club. I haven't actually put my membership in yet, but that's really helped. And it's been nice kind of doing speed work with other people, and everybody's been really helpful and welcoming. But I've had a few sort of woe-tastic moments when I've come to do my longer runs, in that I just seem to, you know, a mile and a half in and my head just goes and I just start thinking, oh, what are you doing? You know, you can't run, you're not going to be good enough to run the marathon, and just all these things. And somebody said it's like it's sometimes not your physical well-being that stops you, it's your mental well-being that stops you. And on Sunday in particular, I had to just have a stop, have a word with myself and just go, right, come on, you're going to be fine, you're going to get this done, and I just need to just stop putting as much pressure on myself and just to, you know, believe in myself and my ability more, which is probably true for quite a lot of everything else in my life too. But I did it on Sunday and I did 14.1 miles. So I was sort of feeling quite confident in that, you know, my legs are, you know, getting stronger and I've still got 9 weeks of training to go. So I'm doing the marathon for the Braithey Hall Trust, which is a small charity based outside Ambleside at Braithey. And it works with disadvantaged children and young offenders just to help them kind of learn to grow within themselves through using outdoor education to better them. So it's a really lovely, lovely charity. And if anybody is kind enough to donate or to help me along, you can sponsor me on my Just Giving page, and you just need to type in Gina Pennington London Marathon and I will pop up. Or you can, there's various kind of links and things on my Twitter and Facebook sites. On Twitter, I'm Cumbrian Blondie. So any help to raise my total for this cause would be really, really greatly appreciated. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.